And I did not know how to do either of these things, so I waited. I waited for 2 days and two nights, and I did not have anything to eat, so I came out when it was dark, and I ate the seeds from the bird feeder and drank the water from the tap on the outside of the house. In the daytime, I watched through the windows of the house, and I listened when they came out into the garden. I saw how Andrew talked to Sarah and Charlie. He was terrible. He was angry all the time. He would not play with Charlie. When Sarah talked, he just shrugged his shoulders or he shouted at her. But when he was alone, he did not stop shrugging or shouting. He would stand all alone at the end of the garden and talk to himself. And sometimes he would shout at himself or hit himself on the head with the side of his fist like this. He cried a lot. Sometimes he would fall down to his knees in the garden and weep for an hour. This is when I realized he was full of evil spirits.
He was clinically depressed. It was very hard for Sarah.
I think it was very hard for him too. I watched him for a long time. One time when he was weeping, I watched him too hard, and I forgot to hide myself, and he looked up and he saw me. I thought, oh no, now this is it, little bee. But Andrew did not come toward me. He stared at me and he said,
oh Jesus, you are not real. You are not there. Just get out of my fucking head.
And then he closed his eyes tight and he rubbed them. And while he was doing this, I hid myself back behind the bush. When he opened his eyes, he looked again where I had just been, but he did not see me. Then he went back to talking to himself.
He thought he was hallucinating you. Poor bastard.
Yes, but I did not feel sorry for him at first. It was only later. On the third day he came out into the garden again when Sarah was at work and Charlie was at the nursery. He was drunk, I think. His words were coming out slow and twisted.